He wrote call. Letter K. Ma. And then Shaw. And so many letters. 6 or 7 letters. And this made one poetry or slog. Ka. Where went Madhupuri, the capital place of Krishna? Kwagata Jadupuri. Understand? Once upon a time, Mathura was the kingdom of like whole India. Dwarka was also. Ajodhya was also. But now desert. Where they went? Where Ram went, and where Krishna, his kingdom, his so beautiful
royal palace.
Palaces, where they are now? What is the meaning? If Ram went, and his all appellants went, you like a poor in front of them. So, you should think this. And at once you should give up your whole thing, your appellance, your position and everything, and come to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, he read this and he knew what Rupa Goswami has told. And at once he decided to give up his post and everything. He was not going in council of king, but he told that I am sick, and he was not sick. What he was doing?
Bhagavatam,
hearing and telling. So many learned scholars of Bhagavatam were there, devotees, and he was discussing voluntarily. Not anything, no problem, nothing. Always he was sinking in the ocean of love and affection. King himself came to see what he is doing. Then king told, I am going to a war in Odisha to invade Jagannath Puri, so you should come with me. He told flatly, I cannot go to attack Jagannath Puri. Never. I don't want to be a minister, your minister, prime minister. You can give this position to anyone. Now I cannot serve it. Then king told that, you are my elder brother. I depend on you, and you are like telling like this. If you are not obeying me, then what do you know? I am a ruler. I will give you punishment. And then he gave him, he put him in jail, and he went there. Sanatana Goswami was very happy. You know, it has been written there. Raja more priti kare e more bandhan. Wife is loving so much me, then it is bondage for me. If father is loving, it is bondage for me. What is the poem, and you should explain. Raja more priti kare e more bandhan. You know? You should. Shyamarani? Yo. So, ye le. They can take. Very important thing. If you want to follow Rupa and Sanatan, you should know this meaning and you can follow. But Raja More Priti Kare E Mor Bandhan. That you cannot. Raja More Priti Kare E Mor Bandhan means, if Raja, king, has so much affection for me, he is giving me so much money, so much post, but it is bondage for me. if wife has so much love for any husband, and the husband wants to be a pure devotee, oh, this is bondage for him. Very big obstacle. If he has child and very, very loving, then this love is like a bondage. He cannot do bhajan. So Sanatan Goswami is telling, anyhow I should do something that he should be angry with me. You know, there was a devotee, age was about 100, and he wanted to take sannyas. But his wife was so loving that when he used to take sannyas, she used to make some obstacles. One day, he put fire in his room and took chadar, and he was sleeping, posing like sleeping. So fire was coming very soon, and his wife saw, at once entered the room. Oh, you are sleeping? Oh, so much big fire here. You should give the place and you should go out of here. When she told him, he came out of, at once came off out of house, and he told that, oh, you have now told me that go out of house, then I will not never return to house. This I am going. And he saying this, he left this house. His wife was weeping, but he told that you have ordered me, so I am following your laws. And he went to Kashi and took sannyas from Madhavendra Puri. You know Madhavendra Puri? And he was Vallabhacharya. And he took sannyas, and next day, oh, he left his body. So sometimes pure devotees want to serve Krishna totally, or they may cheat others by these things. So Sanatan Goswami wanted to cheat the king, and he wanted to make the king angry, and he became angry, and then he gave, first gave 5,000 golden coins to the jailer. You know jailer? Jailer. And he was not satisfied. Oh, help me, because I have given this post to you, Sanatan Goswami told. Then you will have some sukriti. I will not be here. I will be the Muslim
Darvesh,
mendicant. And I will not be in India. I will go to Makkah. So please help me, because he was mourned then. So he became happy. But even he was fearing of king. Then more, two more thousand of golden coin. Then some water came from his tongue and mouth. So much money I have never seen in my whole life. I cannot make so much money in my whole life. If king will come and be angry and he will take my post, no harm. I can maintain myself. So he left Sanatan Goswami, and he, with one servant, he was coming to Vrindavan. What became? You know? What became? When he left, don't wash her.
So, when Sri Sanatan Goswami, he escaped from the prison, he could not go to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the main roads because he would be caught. So he was going through forest areas, very dangerous places. And he came to one district called Patan. When he came into this district, he was approached by a very wealthy landlord, powerful landlord there, who offered to He told him, "Oh, you can stay with me tonight. I will give you some ingredients. You can cook for yourself. You can take prasadam. And in the morning, I will send my men with you, and they will escort you over this very dangerous tract of land, over the hills." So, Sri Sanatana Goswami, hearing this, at first he agreed. And he went, he cooked, took prasadam, and when he went to take bath, he was thinking to himself very deeply. Because he had been the Prime Minister of Nawab Hussein Shah, so he knew politics, he knew the art of diplomacy. So he was thinking to himself, why will this person offer to help me for no reason? He must have some motivation. So Sri Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent. He returned back to the place where he was staying, and there he approached his servant Ishan. And he inquired from Ishan, "Oh, are you carrying with you any valuable things?" Ishan, the servant of Sanatana Goswami, told him, "Oh yes, my Prabhu, I have 7 gold coins." "Why did you bring this with you? Why are you carrying this wealth? This wealth is like Yamraj himself. Certainly, anyone might kill us for this. So this is a very dangerous thing. Give me the coins right now." So then Ishan, he took those gold coins and he gave them to Sri Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami immediately went to the landlord and he told him, "Here, I want you to take this. I have 7 gold coins. I will give you this, and for the sake of religious principles, please escort us through this very dangerous tract of land." Then, that landlord, by the association of Sanatana Goswami, whose heart was so pure, who was so saturated in Krishna prema, his influence was so powerful.
Not Krishna prema, but anyhow, influenced.
His influence, being such a pure devotee, was so powerful that the heart of this landlord melted and he began to confess. He said, "Oh, you have saved me from a very sinful act. Tonight, this very night, I was about to kill you and take your money. I have an assistant who is an astrologer. He knows the art of astrology. And he had already informed me that 2 travelers were coming this way and they were carrying with them 8 gold coins. Not 7. They're carrying with them 8 gold coins. So we made a plan to intercept you, give you a place to stay, and in the night we would have killed you and taken your money. But you've been so merciful to me, and you've saved me from this very sinful act. Surely I would have gone directly to hell for this." Sanatana Goswami said, "Oh, you should accept this money and thereby save me from being killed by someone else. Because if I keep this money with me, it is certain that someone else will try to kill me for this. So you should take this money." So then, that person, he accepted the money from Sanatana Goswami and he escorted him over that dangerous tract of land. After they passed through that region and the men had gone, then Sanatana Goswami, he called his servant Ishan. He said, "Oh Ishan, come here. This gold coin, I know that you have with you some balance." Because Ishan had not been thoroughly honest. He had told Sanatana, "Oh, I have 7 gold coins," and given him 7, but he had kept 1 secretly. So what was his intention? He was thinking, "Oh, I'll give him 7 gold coins, and I'll keep 1, because in the future, a very difficult situation may come, and by this gold, we can buy anything that we need and solve the problem. I'll use this gold in his service." He was not selfish. He thought, "I will use this 1 gold coin in the service of Sanatana Goswami." But Sanatana Goswami told him, "Oh Ishan, this 1 gold coin, you should keep it with you and you should return to your home.
You are not qualified to be with me. You are depending on money, not on Krishna. So I don't want a person like you. You cannot help me, or you will make so many problems. If you want to be a pure devotee, you should follow Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. What they did, you should try to do. And if you are not doing, then actually, oh no, Krishna prema is very far away. Now go on."
So hearing this, Ishan, his heart was broken. He began to cry. Oh, please, don't send me away. I only want to serve you. But Sanatan Goswami was very, very strict. He said, no, you keep this coin and you return to your home. Because the devotee, he surrendered completely to Krishna. Rakshish Shatiti Vishvaso Goptite Varanam Tata. The devotee thinks, Krishna is my only maintainer. Krishna is my only protector. And if I take shelter of money, if I take shelter of opulence, if I take shelter of my own intelligence, oh, Krishna is sure to neglect me. I don't want that Krishna will neglect me, so I will neglect all of these things. And Krishna is sure to take care of me. Ananyas chintayantomam yehijana parupashate.
Can you tell something?
So in this way, Sanatana Goswami continued on his journey towards Vrindavan, following the path along the Ganges, alone.
Then he came to Varanasi.
So as he continued, he came to the one town, it is called Hajipur. So in Hajipur, there he met with Sri Kanta. Sri Kanta was the husband of the sister of Sanatana Goswami, his brother-in-law. And he was working in government service. He was there and he had 3 lakhs gold coins. 300,000 gold coins. At that time, this is an inconceivable amount of wealth. The king had given him this money to purchase horses for the Muslim government. So he was there buying horses and sending them to the emperor. So when Sanatan Goswami came and met with his very wealthy and very aristocratic, highly positioned brother-in-law, his brother-in-law was very happy to meet with him. He told
him, Sanatan Goswami was more than him. You know, but he has left now and he has become like a state figure.
So Sanatan Goswami, he was in a higher position, he was the prime minister, but he had left that very high position and became like a street beggar. His brother-in-law told him, oh, you became dirty and your cloth is all ruined. We will give you very nice cloth, fine clothing, and you should stay here for some time with me and live like a very aristocratic gentleman. Sanatan Goswami said, no, I will not stay here for 1 second. Not 1 second. Help me to cross over the Ganges and I will continue on my journey.
Why? 1 minute he will not stay there? Why 1 minute? Bad association. Even the association of his brother-in-law was not helpful for him. So he may request that you should return. So he, one moment he will not stay there, and he left that place and came to, but he gave something.
So he was leaving that place, but his brother-in-law just gave him one woolen blanket. It was very expensive, very costly and luxurious blanket.
Because why he gave? Oh, cold season was there for India, highest cold. So he gave to save him. And he took it and he went to Varanasi. After what became? He heard when he came to Varanasi, on the bank of Ganges, very sacred place, he heard that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has reached here. And he is returning from Vrindavan. And lakhs devotees are hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has defeated Prakashananda. And he has cut these all arguments of Mayavad philosophy. And then he was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so prominent. Oh, and lakhs devotees were coming to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was in the house of Chandrasekhar. He came there searching and he was on the door of Chandrasekhar Bhavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked what he asked and after that, you see. From beginning of his life, a devotee should follow him. How he left his everything, position, wealth and money. Even a servant with 1 coin, he left. Even that blanket, now nothing. He took only old dhoti and make it for this and for this. And door coping, nothing else. There was no money, nothing left with him. If any person wants to go to any high class of devotees, to be a devotee, he should be like Sanatana. He should not come with so much wealth in his pocket or with bank balance. He cannot follow. Never he cannot follow. Like a street beggar. I can tell you the history or life history of your Prabhupada, my friend Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. He told himself this story. I think he had never told to others. But I have told to you. When he took initiation from Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was telling to me this secret thing. I took initiation. I then began to read Srimad Bhagavatam, to chant and remember also, looking after my job, that Bengal Chemical. He was manager at that time. Not only manager, he was sole proprietor-like. So, but he was fearing that, if anyone chant and remember and follow Krishna, then Krishna will make him a street beggar. So, what to do? I was thinking and thinking, I was in problem, always worry for this. But I never stopped to chant and to hear and to read Srimad Bhagavatam. I went on, strictly following my guru order. After some time, Bengal Chemical Wolfeld Org. He was, he left anyhow. He was bound to left. Then he came to Allahabad. And he again started one medical factory in big way. But after 2 years it fell down. Then he started a shop, very prominent, where Indian prime ministers used to come. But after 2 months, 1-2 years, it also fell. Then he began to be
a medical representative.
He used to take something, making himself some medicine. He used to make new medicines. And he used to go here and there. But also he could not do. And penniless being, he came to me and he was telling that, now I am penniless, nothing left with me. So Krishna makes it to whom he loves. So Sanatana Goswami, the purpose of this Sanatana Goswami is this. If you want really to be a very pure devotee, high class of devotee, you will have to follow him like empty pocket, nothing with you. Then Krishna may give you. Otherwise, no. Otherwise, you will have to return back from pure devotion. So, you should try to follow Sanatana Goswami. If you want to have high class of precious prema bhakti, surely bhakti. We know that all those who have practiced bhakti yoga, they have followed this. Rupa, Sanatana, Raghunath, also the one son of King Narottam Thakur, Shyamanand, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was also high. He had a very high class of position also. He left everything. You know Srila Prabhupada. Swamiji was very high class of, his father was very rich person. None of this. Or Guru Maharaj was also like a prince. Also the father of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, very rich person, but he left everything for Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem is more valuable. With all affluence you cannot attend Krishna Prem. You will have to be one day a straight beggar. And when you will be like this, Krishna can give you so much affluence, like Yudhishthira Maharaj, like Prahlad Maharaj, like others, like Nanda Maharaj, then you can have yes, like so much. Swami Maharaj also, so much opulence, lakhs and lakhs daughters and sons, and so many centers, so many cows here, there. You cannot believe. Anyone cannot believe this. So, you should try to follow this line. But not very easy. Not very easy. But you will have to follow. Today, Gaur Premanande should be experience of Nagati. Then how can you believe in God? First Sarnakti should come. This is the doorway of Krishna Bhakti. Krishna should manage. Why? We should be very cautious. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.